Welcome back. Well, South African Airways says that it's optimistic about the future of the airline, despite a report from the Auditor General's office, which shows that the company's net loss last year totaled 5.6 billion rand. CEO Vianney Jagana, who has been at the helm since November last year, believes that SAA can make use of a five-year plan to turn the airline around to ensure the viability and sustainability of this national asset. He joins us in studio now to discuss some of the plans they've got on the table. Thanks so much, Vianney, for your time today. So, following the table of the Auditor General's report, we had OUTA saying it believes it's time for government to dispose of SAA, and it's certainly not the only one that shares that kind of sentiment. What's your argument against that?
Look, I think firstly we need to realize that government has already made the call on SAA to say find a strategic equity partner. That is an early indication that says you need private sector investment to support the airline in terms of its balance sheet restructuring, but most importantly, inject skills to get operating leverage. Mm-hmm. So I think what we are doing is a journey of transforming the airline and getting to that point. We must also be careful that if you dispose an asset when it's down, then you don't unlock value, but also you may not get suitors because it needs to be fixed first to attract suitors who will come and want to be part of this of the airline.
Okay, so that's the case you're putting on the table, but the case that the AG put on the table as well was a pretty damning one. SAA's posted this net loss of 5.6 billion for the past financial year compared to 1.5 billion in the previous period. So how much of a handle do you really have on things at this stage?
Well, I joined the airline in November. One of the key things that you asked me was, are you going to just go on with the strategy that's in place? I said I want to stress test the strategy, new board, and myself coming in. So we've done the stress testing of the strategy. What the AG's report does, by the way, AG was appointed by the board as part of auditor rotation. It helps us to build the airline because it gives us a perspective which is part of the discovery journey. We have developed a very clear five-year plan with a clear path to profitability. So that plan needs funding, that plan needs a clear execution that's unequivocal, and the board has already shown some clear decisions around the execution.
Before we get into the funding of this, you've said that a majority of the airline's operations are sound. So what's pulling you in the opposite direction, and how easy is it going to be to cut those losses quickly?
So firstly, you need to make sure that the routes that you fly are profitable and that you are able to cover your costs, and not only just at the direct expenditure level, they're able to make contribution to the administrative overheads. However, one of the key things is to restructure the airline so that it's fit for the future. The size, the skills, the operating model, there must be a common trend which defines what each bits and each of the different parts mm-hmm. are there for. That part is make sure is about commercial viability and sustainability. So focusing on route profitability, rationalizing route network, pruning the network so that you can actually be able to deliver benefits, and setting yourself for growth again. So in the domestic market, we've already done a bit of that. In the regional Central Africa, rationalizing of the route, we made an announcement early last month about the London route. These are the areas where we felt we're making massive losses. Mm-hmm. Now, on top of that, we're going to go to the organization, right-size the organization to get better efficiency. We're going to relook the procurement aspect because cost is very important in the line. It's a very thin margin business. So there are a number of elements that are critical for us to look into as part of the strategy.
Absolutely. Some have highlighted that, the end of line airline in South Africa poses significant challenge as you go down this route as well. Having said that, Vianney, internal controls are a concern with deficiencies being identified. What about procurement irregularities? I mean, are you relooking contracts at this stage?
It's a very important point because procurement, not just from an irregularity point of view, but also because that's where the single biggest benefits are. So every rand we spend in SAA, we need to make sure that it's spent in the right place and also with a better economy. So if we don't address overhaul procurement, the sourcing part, how we buy, who we buy from, in under what framework, we will not be successful. So it's critical, not just purely for governance. Yes, governance is important, but the strategy is predicated on a really, really cost containment and being very aggressive on cost reduction.
Yeah, you're targeting, I know you're looking at a five-year turnaround plan, targeting break-even at the end of 3 years. South Africa Airways liabilities exceeded assets by 17.8 billion rand at the end of March. So at this point, with everything that you've outlined, what everyone wants to know is, how do you fund this new plan? How much is the how much more is the South African taxpayer potentially going to have to fork out for this?
Well, I think from the 17 billion rand scenario, the government put in 10 billion rands to date, which means it has improved the equity, the balance sheet position. We still remain with a negative equity position of about 9.2 billion rands, which we need to address. Mm-hmm. What's important, though, is for South Africans to realize that every business in every segment has an optimum debt carrying capacity. Beyond that, debt can become burdensome. So if you're a shareholder, you're going to have to fund the business so that you're able to be part of its future in a sustainable way. What is critical is that the people whom you have given the role of stewardship to run the business for you must be very committed to execute on this. The strategy implementation must be clear, because we have mapped the path to sustainability. We are discussing with the shareholder the issue of the quantum and what the, all the funding options. And I'm not at liberty to discuss that in detail. I think the shareholder will communicate once there has been a meeting of mine. But there's a lot more clarity about what it will take to make SA successful into the future.
A government as a shareholder aside, you alluded to this point about you know, selling a stake to an equity partner potentially down the line. Where do negotiations potentially sit on that, you know, looking at the extent to which this balance sheet needs to be repaired?
Well, we've looked at this at the SAP side of things. And when we look at it, we realize that firstly, we need to fix SAA. We need to bring it into better shape. An SAP would look at an organization that's fit, that's the right shape, commercial focus, has dealt with some of the big challenges that I had to say today, which we're focusing on in order to improve the economics. Otherwise, we'll struggle to attract suitors for SAA. If you happen to sell it in its current form, it's a depressed asset, you lose value. Mm-hmm. So we think that the SAP discussion is going to be a little bit in outer years once we have progressed with the strategy. That does not preclude, though, the board from looking at some of the non-core assets and say, these are non-core, perhaps we can make a decision a lot more quicker. And those discussions are happening today with a lot more urgency with the board and the shareholder.
Vuyani, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Vuyani Jurana is CEO of SAA.